Saudi Arabia continues to bomb Yemen. The country has been hit by more than 25 airstrikes over the past few hours alone, with 20 attacks targeting the southern city of Aden. It's the third consecutive day of Saudi airstrikes, which were resumed following Riyadh's announcement of an end to its aerial campaign against Yemen. At least 23 people have been killed since the attacks were resumed. This brings the total death to at least 2,750 since Saudi Arabia began bombing Yemen on March the 26th. Most of the casualties are civilians. Riyadh says its airstrikes are aimed at reinstating fugitive former President Abdurrabbo Mansour Hadi. It claims the attacks target military positions of the Ansarullah and their allies. On the ground, however, civilian areas and Yemen's infrastructure have been hit hard. Joining us via Skype from Zagreb is Navid Nast. He's a political analyst to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Nast. Now, first of all, looking at this second phase of the Saudi war on Yemen, it's not very different from the first one, or am I just not being able to differentiate?
If anything, the only difference is the level of brutality, of callousness, and of, I'm just going to say, deliberate targeting of civilians and punishment of civilians. If anything, the difference is that has been amped up slightly in the latest wave of bombings. And what the result is, I mean, I was just reading something today in the New York Times. So far, close to 200,000 people have fled their homes in Yemen, mostly crossing the sea to Djibouti, Eritrea. And it's people aren't addressing that. And those refugees are going to have to go somewhere. Somewhere else, National Public Radio, they were seriously talking about the partition and division of Yemen once again. I don't know what the word for it is. Barbaric, yes. Brutal, yes. But there's obviously also geopolitical aims at play, which make the whole thing inhuman. The fact that all of these people being killed and driven from their homes is part of this larger geopolitical agenda is sickening.
Right now, Saudi Arabia has stated that the aims of the second phase of their war is to pave the way for a dialogue. Is that going to happen anytime soon, in your opinion, specifically if the bombs keep falling?
Almost all conflicts inevitably end in some sort of dialogue, unless either dialogue or some sort of genocide or something. But Saudi Arabia, I feel, thinks that by punishing the people of Yemen, it can negotiate and engage in this dialogue from a position of power, and it doesn't realize the degree of, because Saudis live in their own bubble, completely isolated from everything else, they don't realize the degree of anger and hatred that's being provoked against them, not just in Yemen, but regionally as a result of their actions here. So I think they're going to be in for a rude surprise when they proudly strut to the negotiating table and think they're going to get everything that they want.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's political analyst Navid Nast joining us via Skype from Zagreb. Mr. Nast, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.